Now we will move into a public hearing. The public hearing will be on an ordinance authorizing the execution and delivery of an amendment to a fee agreement by and between Kershaw County, South Carolina, and Camphor Southern Pine Incorporated as sponsor, and New South Lumber Company Incorporated, and New South Camden Properties LLC as sponsor affiliates, to provide an extension of the investment period and other matters related thereto. We'll open the public hearing now.
I didn't even think about this public hearing, but it kind of goes in line with what I was just saying. Government is picking winners and losers all the time now. Government interferes in what is not the free market. You look at the medical industry and the rules and regulations there, you look at the comprehensive planning and have to go on, you look at fees and lues and all kinds of deals, public-private partnerships, and all the incestuous intertwining that the government does. And I hear a lot of people say, you know, that's just the way it is. It's always been this way. Yeah, I suppose it's true, because even after the Constitution, these games were played about picking winners and losers. Back then, it was massive chunks of property. And debasing of the currency, and the veterans of the Revolutionary War had to sell their scrip for near nothing, and speculators came in. Then they lobbied Congress, and Congress gave them on par. So they would make thousands of percent by speculating and then lobbying the government to get things done. And that's what happens here, because you see these companies come in and they're looking for the best deals. Look at who was it, FNN, recently, you know, the fee and lieu agreement didn't pass and all, and so they were already in negotiations with Pickens County to get their little slice. And so we're left with these little municipalities and all trying to outbid who's going to pick a winner and loser, who's going to get the most and all. When it's not government's job, the free market would decide for itself. Had it not been for government sticking the nose in the business that we don't have any use in. It's kind of like this comprehensive planning thing where it comes down from Mount High that we have to do these things, and they give you a criteria where you got to cover environment and blah, 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 blah. Why can't we just right on there? We're going to try to be the freest county in South Carolina and maybe in the nation. We're going to rely on the free market. We're going to do something a little bit different than what's done before. Because like I said to you guys before, I can't find anything that is well-intentioned, yes, but I can't find anything that's turned out well. Well, look at the nation. The nation's $33 trillion in debt. And yet we keep playing these games, pushing wars and comprehensive planning and all. To what end? So I know this agreement's just an extension and everything, and I know you guys are going to do it and all. And I can't say it's a blame. But it's something that we need to think about. What is the fundamental function of government, and what does it mean to freedom? We're not free. We tout it, we pledge allegiance, we sing the songs, we do all that, but hell no, we're not free. And I want freedom for my kids. I want them for her grandkids and his grandkids and Timmy's and yours. I want them for everybody. But the only way we're going to do it is government has got to get smaller. It's got to. And it's going to, one way, shape, form, or another. And until people step up and say, we're going to do the hard thing, we're going to start cutting this thing back before it destroys every bit of freedom that we were promised in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence. I don't know what else to say anymore. I mean, the people, The people might be waking up a little bit, but they're scared to speak. They have no voice. They're intimidated by their own government. You know, I go harken back to what Jesus did when the bankers got into the temple and he whipped them. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. I'm done. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Maddox.
I would.